This week's parasha, Parashas Tetzaveh, Parachat Tes Pasuk Mem Hei. V'shachadi b'soch b'nei Yisrael v'yisi lahem l'lukim. As Hashem tells Klal Yisrael that He's going to dwell amongst us, and He's going to be a God for us. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hoceiti otcham me'eretz Mitzrayim v'shachni b'tocham ani Hashem Eloheichem. Says that Hashem is going to dwell amongst us, so that we know, and I want to emphasize the word biyadu ki ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hoceiti otcham me'eretz Mitzrayim v'shachni b'tocham okein v'chuli v'chuli. Pasuk goes on. So the Ramban on this pasuk over here tries to emphasize the fact that the pasuk talks about Hashem's Shechina resting amongst us, and then only after that does it say the Yadu ki ani Hashem asher hoceiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Either the Ramban is saying that in order for us to know that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, first it has to be v'shachanti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. I'm dwelling amongst you, then you'll know that I took you out of Mitzrayim. Now, to put this in perspective, the Sifsei Chaim, Reb Chaim Friedlander says, to put this in perspective, you have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Moshe was speaking to Klal Yisrael, who just left Eretz Mitzrayim. All the people that he was talking to all experienced the Nisim, the Ten Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, the Mitzvah falling into the sea, washing them up on the Yamsuf, seeing them all dead. They experienced everything. They knew firsthand what happened to them. They saw it with their own eyes. Yet Moshe has to emphasize in the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Moshe to emphasize, "V'shachanti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, I'm dwelling amongst you, so that you'll know that you left. That I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim." Of course, they know that Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. They were there. It's not like us. They were there. Moshe was being talking to his people. So why does the "V'shachanti b'soch b'nei Yisrael," that Kadosh Baruch Hu is dwelling amongst us, why is that so important for us to know that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, or for them to have known that Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim? They knew it, they saw it with their own eyes. So Reb Chaim Friedlander wants to answer the following yisod, and I think it's a big yisod, and I think we can actually connect it to what we saw today. There are two ways of understanding something, of knowing something. This is called, and we have to say in Shmona Esrei, there is yediyah, right? Das. And then chachma, and then there is bina, understanding. Right? Chachma is knowledge, bina is understanding. What's the difference? Chachma is something that I could tell you that the sky is now gray. It's about to turn night. So you know that you know. So now you have knowledge that the sky is now turning dark. That's knowledge. I give you a piece of information and you store it away in your memory. Fine. Bina is something totally different. Bina is what the Chazal tells us, Maven Dover Mitoch Dover, that you could understand something from something else. You could discern something by analyzing it and then know, and then you could say something else from that, right? So an example would be Jane lives in New York. Jane has a brother, Sam. So you can discern from that that Sam also lives in New York. Something simple like that. Right? But I didn't tell you that Sam lives in New York, but you could be Maven Dover Mitoch Dover, since you know that Jane lives in New York and Sam lives in New York and their brothers are living in the same house, so you could discern from your own that they both live in New York. That's called Bina. But Bina means that a person took the information that he was given, the Chachma, and then he dissected it until it's part of his own being, and then he has deya, then he has knowledge from the bina, and it's part of him. It's a part of him. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us is that a person can go through, and even Bnei Yisrael themselves, they can go through the Mitzrayim, they can go through Yitzias Mitzrayim, they can go through the Esther Makos. They could see everything. But that could just be at the level of knowledge. They know that it happened. The Seder, they know that it happened. But Hashem wants much, much more from us than just knowledge, knowing that He exists. He wants it to be a part of us. So it has to be v'shachanti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. He has to be living amongst us. Then v'yad v'yodui. Then you'll know that Hashem is the one who took us out. Not just a chachma, piece of knowledge, a fact in history that you go and say, okay, yeah, I knew that God took b'nei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim and I can move on with my life. No, it's a way of life. It's a havana. It's an understanding. It's a way that a person's going to live his life constantly with this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim. It's not just a historical fact. It's something that a person lives with. So Hashem is real in his everyday life. We see that in another occasion. We see that by Eliyahu HaNavi on Har Carmel. What happened at Har Carmel? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, get two cows, parot, right? Take two parot and bring them to Har Carmel. One is going for the Nevi'ei Baal, one is going to be for the idol worshippers, and one is going to be for Klal Yisrael. And whichever one that the fire is going to come down from the sky and consume that, then you'll know that's the right religion. This is what Hashem told Eliyahu to do. So Eliyahu goes and he does it, but before he puts on the korban for Klal Yisrael, he dominates Aneni Hashem Aneinu, and Hashem, please answer our prayers. So why is he doing that? What's the point of that? Hashem told him, this is what's going to happen, so just do it and then finish. Why does he have to pray, why does he have to daven before that the korban should be accepted? What's the point of that? So maybe you can answer with this yisod, is that he was davening, he was praying that not that it should just be a fact, you know, in the eyes of Klal Yisrael, that, oh yeah, now we know that Hashem is ours and the Nevi'ei Baal are false. And now we can move on with our lives. No. He was davening the yodah that they should know, meaning they should walk away from that experience and have it inculcated into their hearts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our day-to-day lives. It's not just something that you put on the shelf, like a history book, that, yeah, okay, Hashem one day decided to throw and make a fire come down from heaven and consume the korban of the Bnei Yisrael, not consume the Nevi'ei Baal. So now we know that Hashem is the God of the Jews. No, but it's more than that. It's dissecting it, having it become a part of us in order that we can move on with our lives. Just to talk about what we experienced today, maybe we could fit it into the parsha, is that what we saw today in Yad Vashem was a tremendous amount of din, of judgment on the world and obviously on the Yidden and the Jews in particular. Tremendous amount of judgment. And that caused a tremendous amount of destruction. And the beautiful thing about, you know, the end of the museum is that you walk out to the doors and then you can see like all of Yerushalayim, or one direction of Yerushalayim and the hills and even further out. And that's a tremendous amount of chesed. And you can go from din to chesed. And then you walk out and you take a bus and you go into Rehov Herzl and you go to Rehov Beit Vegan and you see it's flourishing with people and you see a light rail. And nobody in 70 years ago would have ever dreamed in their lives that there would be a train that would go from one end of Yerushalayim to the other and it would be teeming with people. That was the furthest thing from their minds. So there was a time of din and straight away a time of chesed. And both aspects have to be inculcated into our hearts. It can't be a history book. That's what Dafka Rabbi Heller, or Rabbi Chanuch Teller was telling us, is that it can't just be facts, 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 facts. It's not like that at all. Is that you walk through, you savor what he said, or what was in that museum, what you're experiencing in yourselves, and then you try to change because of it. It doesn't become, it's not a fact. It's not a chachma, it's bina, it's understand the yodu, that you'll know, you'll understand that Hashem is running the world, that He can make din, and maybe it's hard to understand, but when we zochet to the chesed, to the building of Eretz Yisrael, and to all of the Jews, and the building of yeshivas, and the Jewish army, and all these things that we have going for us, so then we also have to take that and say that's also a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to be makir tov, we have to have a tremendous amount of hakaras tov, of thankfulness to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and say I'm going to do something in my life to change myself, or to change the Jewish nation in general, because I'm taking it something to heart. It's not just a statistic, it's not just something that was here and gone. No, we left the museum, but that doesn't mean that we can't live with its lessons for day in and day out. And that's really our job. And even in the Holocaust itself, says Ruchaim Friedlander, he said that there are people who went through the Holocaust and they denied her Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we cannot, never judge them. Until you're in their shoes, and Chas V'Shalom, we should be in their shoes, we should never be in their shoes. Can't judge them, but there were people who saw such atrocities that they said there can't be a God. And then there were the people who v'shachati b'solcham, they were able to experience something. Just like the Jews then were experiencing Yitzias Mitzrayim, so there were Jews who experienced a hashkacha pratis, a nisim in their own lives, that they wouldn't have been able, like we have the historians always, the Jewish from historians always say, that any Jew that survived the Holocaust only survived based on a nis. Everybody has to have a story. It couldn't have been that they survived the natural causes. Any Holocaust survivor that you speak to, every single one of them will have some sort of story of Ashkacha Pratis, or some divine intervention, clearly, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu handpicked those people that were going to survive. And the people that survived with the Hashkafa of that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, for some reason, handpicked me, because he's running the world, those are the people that build tremendous families and flourish, and that's why all of us are sitting here in Yeshivot, because of in their Zuchuyot. What did they do? They saw the V'shachanti B'Socha, the Yodu Kani Hashem. They experienced something, it was din, and it was terrible, and they experienced something, but they saw the shining light. They saw the light at the end of the tunnel, and they were able to say V'shachanti B'Socha. And I think that's really the lesson that is being taught in this week's parasha. As we go through parashas Truma to Tzava, the building of the Mishkan, which is really the house of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a person who goes into the house, even times the Beis HaMikdash, a person would go to Har HaBayis, he would reach such levels of clarity in what needed to be done in his life, it took him for the rest of the year. And that's why they went up for the Shalosh Ragam. It says that the Yerushalmi that says that Yonah became a Navi. How did Yonah become a Navi? He was Zochet to Nevuah, because he went to Har HaBayis and won Sukkos, and he reached such a high level of clarity, became a Navi, became a Yonah Navi. And because there was a tremendous clarity in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan. And we see these things, but the whole idea is, again, V'shachati B'Socham, the Yodu Kani Hashem, is that just to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running our daily lives. So we should be Zocha to take the lessons of whether it's Chas V'Shalom Din, and seeing the Hashkacha Hashem in Din, but Baruch Hashem we have Chesed, and that also is an Isayim. With all the good that we have to always remind ourselves that it's not us, it's not Kochem Otzem Yadi, it's not our hands that are doing everything, but it's really a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We zoche to take these lessons and go into next week with an excitement to be Mekabel, Purim Mirza Hashem also, which is the idea of fighting Amalek. Amalek is Gemachia Safik, doubt. And Malik is always trying to infuse us with doubt. We have to rise above that and reach the clarity that Mordechai and Esther and the Jews had in Shushan, and should be Zochet to have tremendous clarity in our lives. Amen. Amen.